Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo from ATL Podcast Network. You're now tuning in to my show, Mo About Nothing. Now, let's start the show.
You can't ask me about mine and then say yours is off limits. That's not a reciprocity.
Just like reciprocity. That's all I like.
This is reciprocity.
When you learn about me, I learn about you. Wants to make everybody believe I'm spoiled.
Yes, you are.
Number one, I'm mean.
You mean? Yes, you are. Yep.
Number three.
You mean again?
Demanding.
Yep. That's three.
Number four, I'm brash.
Did you say spoiled?
I said that, number one. He wants to make everybody believe all that about me.
I know how to make her happy. You want to give me pictures of me?
The way to Mo's heart is through her stomach.
That's it.
That's true. You got to make me laugh continuously, or you got to make me good food. Those together, we into something. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I am weak.
Yeah, so.
They keep talking about Blac Chyna's legal action wig.
Legal action wig?
They said, you know she's serious because she took off that damn bubblegum rainbow ass wig and put on that Katie Couric wig.
I would too.
She ain't gonna win this wig.
The first time she had like that long.
Because she liked one of the pictures that he put up. So how you gonna say somebody's sex shaming you, but she gonna
like
it? Hey, they can just go back because they shut his account down. They can go back and check the what you call it.
She said she didn't like following him.
Who cares?
Wasn't following who?
She wasn't following.
Doesn't matter. Either. The point is that he posted the shit. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Look, I was telling the guys for y'all showed up. She didn't help herself. This dude was giving her how much?
He gave her like $2 million to pass. Like,
he ain't but worth $6 million. You gonna settle for what a month for child support? He giving you $70,000 in jewelry.
He made $90,000
in.
And she tried to charge another $300,000. Last week,
you got the nerve to have a nigga allegedly in his bed, in his robe, in his girl, like it's supposed to be.
It wasn't his girl though, dog.
They've been broken up since December.
That was everybody girl.
21 Savage. That's best.
That's community.
So how much she settled for child support?
I don't think they settled yet.
For child support?
I think he's just paying
right now.
Stuff.
He just like he giving your mama money. Like you didn't hurt. The moment he cuts all that off and say, okay, how much the judge I got to give him?
He could have said no.
Let me just give you that. Now live that lifestyle a month on that.
Yep. He could have said no, though.
Yeah, I can see that. But I can also see the fact that, like, her business is kind of, like,
out there.
If you're a celebrity,
would you get caught up with her to try to scope out the next dude?
It's going to be hard to do that.
The next dude because right now, I mean, her...
Think about it. Are you going to be dude walk on her? They're going to be like, this nigga about to get hosed, y'all.
She has a what?
This is her MO. Like, we're talking like
Amber Rose.
Just because she did some. Yeah, exactly. Amber 21 Savage. Like, niggas see this happening and will still fall victim to the same chick.
Yeah, so.
Because I'm different.
But you think about this is how long has she been stripping? This is like learned. She had to be in the trenches. She had to come up on her own. She had to manipulate. If you're gonna cheat on me, get somebody better.
She went to college.
Don't get this dude.
She went to college.
She went to college. And passed.
And got
a China degree, though.
So, what does that mean?
I mean, she had to come out the trenches.
Not by college. You mean Black Bike Week?
Where?
All them colleges.
How did she come out the trenches? She chose a strip.
Look.
She
could have got one of them federal loans.
Well, she didn't get a federal loan, but she also learned how to manipulate. She also learned how to get what she wants.
I think it was in her blood.
Listen, I got a degree and I know what Black China is right now.
Besides the point.
I think you can do anything you put your mind to.
No, that.
Or your body.
She put her mind to.
I mean,
and I don't think you gonna ever just sell your soul and go all in like Blac Chyna.
The point is, it's not what she did though. The point is what he did.
What he did
was something she didn't allow. You can't put naked pictures of me. I can. You can't. So
right,
that's
and
the
that's
point.
What that's what made me mad is that men all over the internet talking about posting pictures of when she was stripping,
she can
full
strip,
body naked, talking
dip,
about she gonna try to take him to court for this,
she wanna
and then
do.
They gonna talk about fuck a bitch's consent. That is the problem.
Well,
that
look,
is the problem.
Wait, let me get this right.
Who said that?
Let me get this right.
Somebody
I'm not an advocate.
Like you.
I'm not an advocate of shaming women.
But
if you put yourself out there, it's kind of hard to yell, "Oh, you took a picture this time, so it's wrong."
It's like this. It's like if a woman consents to sex one time, don't mean you can get it every time.
No, sex is something because the moment
the rest, get it exactly.
Yeah, because the moment we start talking about sex, we start talking about consensual and non-consensual. What's non-consensual about you being butt naked?
Supposedly,
backing that ass up. Like, was I not supposed to take my phone out and take a picture of that?
But again, and in California,
so technically, this his property at that point.
No. Not when he take the picture.
She texts them to him.
Well, then, she texted for, she texted, she texted for private use, not to be sent out, because it's not like she sent it to, like, for private use only.
Wait, why are we being technical about the picture and not the $270,000 Ferrari?
Yeah.
Why are we not being technical about this $89,000 worth of jewelry?
Hey, man.
Or the plastic surgery that was $100,000.
That's
why are we not being technical
about those pictures?
A-Rob. Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary.
When was that?
She was on the table when she was getting her surgery.
Yeah, he showed the surgery.
Oh, yeah, he showed the surgery.
She was rolling off.
And then
you're going to get paid for flat tummy tea.
Now that.
You tricked America.
Number one.
No, she didn't. We knew that.
Kardashian
style. You're going to deny your surgery.
All the women that have flat tummy tea. Have those damn tummy tucks.
All of them do. Yeah.
Teamy tea. Yeah. For all those.
You know what? Teamy. I've tried. I ordered Teamy.
That's a different
Teamy,
tea?
But no. Yes. They have flat tummy tea. Teamy
blend.
Fit tea.
Portia got a tea. I don't know.
Who is Teamy?
Teamy is the same thing as flat tummy tea. I actually used to work there. Over their customer service.
You got quiet as hell once you made this shit.
I'm trying to learn.
I ordered Teamy.
Does it work?
Teamy, well, listen, it'll make
you poop.
It makes you poop.
But you know what?
It does.
We grown.
And it's furious because my stomach. Listen.
And I'll tell you why. It makes you poop. It just flushes your intestines with water.
Yep.
That's all it does. And then once you start using it, you have to keep using it in order to poop.
Yeah.
Or you start using it and then you're like, I can't poop without it.
Exactly.
So
and it locks up.
Exactly.
That sounds good.
I'm good.
You got to have a backyard.
Your registered dietitian
to
have it today.
I have to stop using it.
Because I heard that when you do stuff like the colonics and stuff like that, it's getting rid of bad bacteria.
It's getting rid of the bad and
bacteria.
The good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to stop doing that.
That's why they don't do it.
Good surgery.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and get surgery and tuck this tummy.
You don't need
I
no
looked up
then.
That. I thought about getting surgery. I wanted to get tummy tuck. No, I wanted to get a fat transfer from my stomach.
From where to where?
To the booty?
What the fuck you going to put it on?
There's children in Africa.
She want to transfer it to Africa.
You ain't got it for somebody else?
I thought about it.
You have nasty, Ross. That's just downright nasty.
No,
she said you got no vacancy.
Can you hear me?
Maybe if I got... Face.
They're gonna just package it in some saran wrap and ship it to Africa.
Y'all, Ross is gonna put it, or y'all know Ross is not gonna put it. In
I thought about it.
Come on, like, Ross,
you don't need it from
the I was watching Botch yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
Ross, and funny. There's some horrible stories about that
transfer.
Yes.
Okay, then no, never mind.
Yeah.
I think that anything like invasive you do to your body for that it's not naturally doing, I think, could be potentially dangerous. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, but then again, there are more cases.
We got success stories.
No, there are more success. Y'all, there are more success stories than there are the bad ones.
Pull up Instagram. All success stories on Instagram.
There's success stories all over the place.
There's success stories all over the place, but for how long?
For life.
But by the time
because I've never
by the time
once
they
I've
get
seen,
to that point, they don't care.
Because once there's like surgery involved, you can tell me that at some point it looks like the body was like, look, bitch, one more baby,
you
or one
up.
More cheeseburger.
By
the
time
the baby gonna make
you
it
out
like
of the
regular.
Game, you out of the game by the time you get to that point. Yeah, you probably got your husband, like Kim K. She got hers by the time this shit all starts looking bad.
But he's still out talking about I'm trying to make fashion because nobody shaped like my wife. You better believe they ain't nobody.
No.
Shaped
well,
like her
no one can be
like
shaped like
aunt.
Your wife.
Like
they got
can
it.
Be.
They got it. By the time you look, it looks bad. Like, got you, bitch. Kanye ain't going nowhere.
I'm just tired of everybody trying to make them seem like that they are. The
be all end all,
yeah. Or
but you know what? Somebody noticed today.
Body goals.
I was listening to Kanye, New Slaves, and a lot of this stuff. He put out a little while ago.
Yes,
and I was wondering because he was saying the same shit Jay just got through saying. To be honest with you,
nobody listened though.
Everybody
wanted to be conscious.
Jay say two lines in a couple of songs. Everybody like I'm woke.
Oh, he's genius.
Right.
He genius.
Kanye was preaching. If you listen to that damn album, he
yes,
was
he was. That album
on
was
that
really
album.
Good. But you know, everybody when he came out with it wasn't the typical like. College dropout shit that he used to put out, so nobody was feeling
the beats
it.
Were a little
the way
erratic.
That Jay-Z came out, he's come out with the same.
The only
shit,
reason why
like,
look, I love
for the,
listen,
for the
I love,
how many years?
I love the album.
Of course, he didn't start out rapping like
I can't
that. He started with
Kanye,
a fast flow and then went slow.
I love the album Jay-Z put out, but wouldn't nobody be paying attention to that shit if he wouldn't got them begging Beyonce to come back home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I ain't begging nobody to come home.
And Beyonce didn't put out Lemonade. He shot that club up. Before.
Beyonce was at the house. Beyonce was in the house when he left to make that. Y'all gotta believe that.
She checked off on every song. I love them songs, though, but she had to check off on
She was there because I think this happened, like, how long ago did it happen? Probably, I would say it was pretty recent, though, within the last couple of years.
Because he talked about
Quavo jumping up and shit like that.
You don't think that they have no issues?
Not no real issues like that. Because while Lemonade was dropping, he was dropping a thing off of her and gave her two kids.
You can sell drama.
Like, three kids. They got twins.
You can sell drama. Get them two twins.
So y'all think that it's supposed to be real time? Like, I'm making these songs in real time? Do you know how long it takes to make an album?
His had to be recent, though.
Hey.
Because he's missing Al Sharpton and shit.
Exactly. He mentioned Al Sharpton.
Stop taking selfies like Al Sharpton.
Yeah. Al Sharpton.
You know, unless he went back
and Al just started doing that.
Okay, well, I'm confused.
They could put those verses in there after the fact.
You can make songs the day of. Like, I'm confused.
But nowadays, don't take that long to make an album like back in the days. You can literally make an album in 1 week and drop it on SoundCloud.
Beyonce made the album Lemonade a year ago.
Yeah.
So,
that's when he got caught up after the slap. Bust a line.
Like, she talked about miscarriage, she talked about side chicks, she talked about leaving, she talked about going on her own. Then she talked about rebuilding the relationship. So she talked about all that within the same album. So I'm thinking that it didn't happen in real time at that time that she recorded that. Well, why I record this song? Sorry, he's out here banging on the door. No, that's not what happened.
You kind of animated about this whole album.
I think that what y'all saying is kind of.
I just mentioned that Kanye.
Yes, we didn't say nothing about the album. We like Lemonade.
Not true. Did you say it?
No.
I said Kanye. I don't know about the album. I don't think they got real drama.
Not as much as the album is predicting.
But people will buy drama.
Because somebody like me got drama like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you do?
And I'm not motherfucking Beyonce selling out tours all over Europe.
What I'm saying, it's a proven formula. Do y'all know when Jay-Z came out with R. Kelly came out with Trapped in the Closet, it wasn't supposed to be 16 volumes to that bullshit.
Exactly.
Y'all would know how it got to 16 volumes.
Because people wanted more drama.
Yeah. Because you can sell drama when you can't sell nothing
I'm
else.
I'm going to be honest with you. I never liked any of that shit. I'm like, get your ass out of here.
And me neither.
You got the mixtape. You got the Lost 17.
I promise I laughed, but I did watch it.
Yeah, it's like.
I can't watch that.
What the fuck is he talking about? Midget 7 out of the closet.
You wanted to know.
Yeah, Midget was out of there.
There was all kind of shit going on there.
Jumped out, then
you could tell.
Having sex with men and women.
You could tell.
What is going on? You could tell it was. Police officer was.
When that nigga said, "Hello, Mr. B," I said, "I'm out." The mother's singing back to each other.
Hey,
I'm like, come on.
That song.
I said, Ronald.
That song was terrible.
Come on, Ronald.
I love that song.
Anybody could hear that song. It wasn't rhyming. It was just a,
Hello,
a story.
How you doing, Mr. B?
What the hell?
What you mean? What's going on? Y'all, when that nigga said, "Can't you see two grown men is talking?" That was the part I was like, God damn, Ronald Isley. You tell a woman, "Can't you see grown men are talking?"
Wait a minute.
Whole video.
That was Ron Isley and R. Kelly. They did that. They had two separate voices on that. Don't do them.
And now this whole video.
It was not R. Kelly doing the whole
thing. And I hate to say this, but when Kelly called her daddy, I'm just saying, he should have said, "You know that shit was going to happen." I mean, really? You knew it was going to happen. Yeah. Yeah. Don't you know you dating R. Kelly?
Yes.
So gross.
Y'all, that shit had 16 volumes.
It started off,
it was a little quick, little 2 minute, 30 seconds. Something used to play on the radio.
Like three parts, didn't it?
They used to have to tell you, "Hey, y'all, for the next 10 minutes, Trapped in the Closet." And I was like, how's he selling it? Because he picked up on the fact that we want to hear about that bullshit. We need black soap operas. Like, this is before Love and Hip Hop. We need something like that.
I didn't agree with that. That was ridiculous. I was like,
since then, has anybody sold drama like that?
Who wants to hear it?
Right.
Who wants to hear it?
Because
drama sells.
Look, y'all, that shit was on Billboard.
But those songs, you know what? Albums used to be like that. Albums used to tell a story. They go all the way through.
Yeah.
And,
like that?
Not in 36 volumes?
No, not like that. But you can listen to the beginning and all the way through, and the whole album will be like a story, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
The last album I was like that was like Confessions. That was the last for me.
You know what?
Complete album. Besides Lemonade,
he was
Confessions.
Going through some stuff, though.
Some of that stuff was made up. Shit, yeah. That's the baby on the side. Have y'all seen that other baby?
Which one?
The one he.
No, that was confessed. About Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
So what's the one Chili was pregnant with?
No, it was Jermaine.
I mean, but that's. I mean, if you look and find interviews, they will tell you. Like Usher blatantly said, like this was about Jermaine Dupri.
Okay.
Because everybody thought it was about him and Chili, and it wasn't.
What?
Confessions. Yeah. That's not confession.
I didn't know that.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? Are you? What do you mean?
It was about Jermaine Dupri. Confessions.
I don't remember the lyrics of the Confessions. What are they?
Confessions. Damn, you don't get out much.
I'm not from Atlanta. I don't breathe and, you know, everything in Atlanta I got to know about.
I was in Kentucky. And
I got a baby on the side with a chick in the ride. And telling you something. Like,
I'm trying to get him something.
This El Negro knew exactly what the words were. I wasn't falling for that
just
nonsense.
I thought I was done. My
and I love that song.
When I heard the lyrics, I was like, this man got some real fucking chick going on right now.
I was
right
like, damn.
Catch beat.
What's Usher doing?
Got your chick on the baby? Side.
Oh, that's your little girl face, too,
but
huh?
Then again, like drama sells. Because didn't he face, have, huh? He had Chili in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had Chili in the video.
I don't even remember.
Was it that video?
Chili? Was it Chili? You sure?
She was. It was that, was
Chili lookalike.
Yeah, it was an actress.
That girl said Chili lookalike.
Oh, I mean, it
her name was Green
What's
Pepper.
What's her name? Rosanda. Rosanda.
Rosanda. Rosanda. I don't know.
Hey, what's this? What's this? They say Floyd Mayweather don't have enough money to pay his
taxes. Oh, yeah.
That's why he fights.
It's just that he wanted to use the money he ain't made yet to pay his taxes.
Yeah, because he always.
Like the Spider-Man McGregor?
He didn't
when
pay
I get that,
2015.
I'm giving y'all, but y'all coming for it right now.
$99.95 pay-per-view.
$99.95?
McGregor is a cute little short man.
But he about to get his ass whooped, though.
You about to watch him take the most spectacular ass whooped.
Ass whooped ever.
I know. Did you see that song? Did you see that song the Tank made about?
He got to be trolling us by them videos he made, too.
I can't watch
Who's that?
Y'all, McGregor was training. In my mind, I feel like I can beat Floyd Mayweather.
Of course you could. Chris, you like 100 pounds heavier than him.
Yeah, 100 pounds heavier than him.
Man, I put my money on him.
Even though he's 100 pounds lighter, why would I box him?
You could knock the shit out of him.
Never lost.
Yeah,
did he lose like
one?
No, never.
Weight class, though.
He's never
lost.
Been knocked down.
No, he's been knocked one time.
No.
Didn't he do like once?
He never took.
Yeah, he never went on his back.
Not on his back. It was like a knee.
Yeah, he took a knee.
No, that was a
and,
that didn't count.
On Shane.
Shane
smacked the shit out of him.
I don't know about
he got hit once.
He got hit.
He smacked the shit out of him.
That dude has not lost a fight in what, 41?
No, he's 49. Yeah, he's on 50 right now.
Going back to amateurs.
Dudes who fight just like him couldn't get him on the ground.
Yeah.
Why would I fight him?
Chris, you 200 some pounds.
But you know what I mean.
This nigga's 140 pounds.
But McGregor,
you hit him one time, he might die.
But McGregor's in his weight class.
First of all, he ain't gonna hit him.
And then one, why would you box? No, my plan to hit him. I'm gonna grab his ass.
Chopping his ass. Throw his ass.
But McGregor wants to box this dude, and this all this man's done for the last.
McGregor's gonna get his ass whooped.
Okay, so
the Jaden K. Smith, don't accept the Facebook. Request from him, yeah, because it's a hoax and it's a virus.
Oh. Who's accepting fresh?
So I saw a bunch of folks say, "Nope, I ain't going." I'm trying to figure out what it was because everybody.
Yeah, because I was like, "What? Who's Jaden?"
You know, Jaden don't want to be friends with you,
right?
Exactly.
Jaden is in the universe. Okay?
Exactly.
He is Facebook molecules and atoms.
Yeah,
he's into quantum physics.
You've seen that too. You've seen that too. That video.
He's into quantum physics and he's not worried about Facebook.
That nigga spent one day in a physics class in college.
You gonna ask that
question?
Okay,
just because you haven't, you can't.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
Hey, Mo.
hey,
what you do this weekend?
There we go. So that's bringing on back.
What was this weekend? July 4th?
No, that was last weekend.
Girl, you missed the whole weekend.
Damn, she slept for the whole weekend.
Somebody beat a week out your ass. You know.
I want to.
This was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend.
I went out more this weekend than the past.
Yeah, even Raza was out. You should have come out to Alibi.
I was doing too much.
Yeah, what were you doing this weekend?
Alibi was nice.
I was out.
What were you doing this weekend?
I was out.
Doing where?
You was in.
I was out. That's what
she was jumping up and down.
I went to a pool party, obviously.
That's why she posted Issa.
It's a vibe. Yeah, I went to a pool party. You know, I ate good. I chilled out. You know,
I wanted to get invited to a pool party.
I did too. She
said I wanted to get invited. I didn't want to go to one.
That sounds so sad.
So I'm the kind of friend that will have a pool party at your house and then invite you.
Like, would you come?
I will, you look, our pool is closed, but I will open it if you're gonna put on a two piece and show up.
See, I don't wear two piece. I cannot wear two piece.
Why?
Bro, are you serious, Ross?
One piece.
You, I mean, you can wear one piece, and it can still be like a thong.
The high cut.
Yeah, the high cut ones. Oh,
you serious, Ross? You wouldn't.
That's why I don't wear shorts. Like, I wear shorts. I own one pair of shorts
because I remember we were at Alibi. Is that the one you got?
And I just bought those.
But you wear a body fitting dress. I've seen you in a body fitting dress.
Like now,
it's comfortable. It's like a security blanket for me.
You can do a.
The glasses. Everything is like tucked in. It doesn't move.
You can do hashtag grown ass woman on Nightlife Link, and all your pictures just pop up.
That's a grown ass woman right now.
someone at work was like, "I saw your picture." I was like, "What picture?" You know, on Instagram. I'm like, "Was it on Instagram?"
Oh yeah.
I was like, "What picture would I have on?" Oh, but you look nice. Would I have
on? Oh yeah. Yeah, let's get to that part. Yeah.
I was like, "Would I have on?" Yeah. I think it was a green dress.
That green dress, your breast was coming through the camera.
Yeah, yo, them titties was coming out then.
And I didn't realize it until I lived with this body. I didn't realize it was that bad until.
It's not bad.
Look at Brian looking
back. It wasn't bad. I didn't know it was that bad. And looking at the pictures, I was like, Roz, you know, but let me show you one. I'm gonna show you one that just
showed me. Show me one.
It wasn't bad.
I'm gonna show y'all one time she did something and Doug hit me and was like, you know, Doug, a big dude, when he hits you, I like, I started a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, it's funny. So I hop on Instagram and I see this as the first picture.
Yeah. It's a baddie in the pool.
Look back at it.
That's how I advertise look back my podcast. At it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Did it work? It definitely worked.
When you read it, you can just look at
my let me go on like that picture because she here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at them titties on display.
Shut up.
All these pictures will be posted on More About Nothing podcast.
Okay. That's what you try
like
to say.
And all that green.
When I saw that picture, I was like,
"Like good cantaloupes." Ain't no
that
wrong with that.
Too much.
So I'm taking you to have
God made your body. Remember that little meme I sent you?
If I don't have to wear one, I just
yes, exactly.
And that's
you
amazing.
Praise
you
the shape
don't.
Of your body.
That's kind of annoying.
That was funny as hell. That thing.
It's kind of annoying that you don't have to wear a bra.
Yeah, pull that up because I think the fellas need to see
that. Like I've never seen anybody with like. But you know, her breasts are kind of massive, right? And she doesn't have
you post
to like
on your page, you just
wear
hoist them, like,
just that's up yeah. there
like, and then
like
you know,
good.
I
like
wear like
why
a
you
beach
no,
sweat.
No, it's probably because I don't have
and
kids.
Have to,
maybe
like,
kids would have made
keep
it. Made
that
it
don't mean nothing.
Oh, okay, right, I'm trying to be helpful here, guys.
That don't mean nothing.
You're doing good in life.
Well, I appreciate that. But my mom, my aunts, all of them are busty, so I knew it was going to happen.
Oh,
well,
busty. That's the
Busty.
That's a real word.
Busty.
We had a girl called the Busty Vixen in school.
Oh, really?
The Busty
Vixen.
Oh,
well,
interesting.
Yeah, BT, Mr. Wine and Dine ENT.
Every time you're in my hood, I'm like, I'm going to go stalk his ass and go. But
was that?
Every time you're in my hood, weren't you in my hood on one of those?
Where do you stay?
I stay in Kirkwood. Edgewood.
Oh, okay.
Edgewood. Yeah.
Oh, so you're like right there with all the action.
Yeah, but sometimes it sucks because we have that traffic. And it's just like you can't even go to Kroger.
Most of the time, I post, I'm just leaving.
It's
somewhere.
Just a popular area. Yeah. It's gonna be that way. My understanding.
Yeah, it's getting worse. So they're building so much stuff around there.
What?
Yeah. Right. That's everywhere.
Where did you post that at? Where did you send that to? It was the group.
Yeah. It's kind of good and bad. When your area pops off, like yeah.
You got access to everything.
What are you doing? Yeah,
and everybody.
So I fill up. It lasts me a month because I don't drink
a
and
month.
Drive. I don't drink and drive when I'm gonna go party
you
and
Uber.
I Uber every. I don't want to say it like that, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I take
Uber everywhere.
I didn't
Uber
want to say it like that.
Uber everywhere.
Uber helicopter.
Say yeah. Lyft.
I Lyft sometimes too.
Yeah, had
so
that coupon.
Literally,
I had to use
like
that.
You have a car that you don't drive. I use
what
my car for donations.
Doing?
And that's
what was
it.
That?
I just use my car for donations, and that's just it.
Really? That's it?
I'm in love with your body. With the shape of you.
The shape of you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Sampson for King Kelly.
God made your body.
You just played. That means you should be.
I'm in love with
SiriusXM.com/it.
I'm in love with God's work. If God made your body, by loving it, I'm in love with the works of his hands. Who each day discovering something brand new? I'm in love. Ah, with the shape of you. Come on, get somebody on your mind. Get somebody on your mind. Come on, come on, come on. Get some. There it is. You got it. Oh, let's appreciate. Appreciate God for the shape of it. Come on, we appreciate you. Oh, I'm in love with the shape of you.
And died. Died.
How for you?
Now, y'all, me and my girl, we had this conversation. Now, and I want y'all.
What conversation? Y'all
what
have?
Conversation?
So we watching Claws last night.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
What's that?
That's on. And it's got Carucci on it.
Carucci, yeah.
And I'm looking at her saying, "You know what, babe? Chris Brown must really been in love with that girl because she ain't got no ass. She ain't got no tits." Remember, I'm saying, like, you know, and he got access to all these women.
Well, she might be really nice.
But he still love that chick. So I'm telling her what I think is he must have really exposed who he was to her.
He
and
did.
She still accepted him with all his flaws.
Yeah.
And that's why all that other stuff don't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
then
somehow we got to, sometimes conversations go places. I don't understand where the fuck they be going. But she's like, got mad at me because it was like, I just got to have big tits in the ass.
No. You got mad because
things are going, you know, things are being omitted now. Things are being omitted.
She had connected with him in such a way that, you know what? All this, I mean, y'all, she had to get a restraining order against dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she shamed like an 11-year-old boy.
But she got a cute face, though.
But she also pretty. Left him.
And Quavo dated him now.
So, and my thinking is, like,
he's on code.
He left out an important piece of the conversation.
Okay, what, of course, what was of course.
What was
he said, she's not even that bad because good looking women or bad women got hits and ass and all this.
He said bad
things. That's why I got to go see you guys have this and ass to be bad.
I said, I mean, but access to
yeah, you got
to
have those assets
now, I get
to be
that,
bad.
You know,
do you?
No, that's,
there's levels
opinion.
To this now. We can,
I think that's your opinion.
We can be bad and we can be cute and we can be fine. There's different levels.
Yes. I always have the
bad time. Chicks.
Yes, Chris fine, beautiful.
Don't mean they smart, Chris but they bad.
But I still think that that's subjective.
It is. Could be subjective. But
he said he had access to all these girls. She ain't even all that. That's what he said.
That's
she
true.
Ain't even all that because he had access to all these girls that had hips and breasts and all this stuff. I'm like, so you got to be all that.
I'm sure he didn't say
to,
hips
know,
and breasts.
Have all that?
At 30 well, years old.
I'm trying to
like
figure out.
So somebody would say well, all that.
Wait.
Yeah, baby. She ain't all that.
This is what I'm trying to figure out.
Like I wasn't in the conversation. I was fully present in the conversation.
What I'm trying to figure out is, Chris, were you drunk? Why would you even bring this up?
You should have known better.
Sometimes I think out loud. And for me, I'm processing.
You need to fix that.
Like we talking about Chris Brown, y'all. Chris Brown, we talking probably. Rihanna. Y'all, his resume is quite impressive.
It is.
Why? Like, what is it about this one woman who doesn't exemplify all these things you see on Instagram that the average dude would be like, who? He's like, nah, I want that one. And it's something
because,
about her.
First of all, because a lot of other people want her as well.
That is obviously not this physical component that everybody, the other men, even myself included, who would notice and be like, that's a bad chick. So something else about her. Somehow it turned into some other shit.
He was able to be vulnerable in
maybe.
Front of her.
Or maybe she exactly. just
or maybe he just likes 12-year-old looking chicks.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's what he likes.
Maybe she got
she's
that snapper.
That nigga ain't that big. He's a buck 45 out
he
the pool.
He was on coke. Also, he whooped
she
her
said
ass. Also, he had a baby on her. Also, he did all this other shit that when you be like, fuck you, I'm out. Then you want to do some shit that's like, it's an ego hurt. And especially when you own the internet and other niggas
are
like.
You think he didn't love her?
Hmm?
You think he didn't love her?
I think he loved her to some extent. Like, because, baby. You know, he was like, if I love you, you ain't getting, I'm hopping fences. I'm doing all this nigga really put that online.
That nigga in the song going, Crooch.
Crooch.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. I'm in the gym working on that. She just come out of the back speaker like,
yeah.
She got Crooch. Messed up.
She hurt him because it was an ego thing. I think. That's my thing. I think always,
it was
like,
an ego thing.
I feel like a lot of times with guys, they may be hurt, but I also feel like it's an ego thing when you walk out on them. I feel like really, because it just doesn't make any sense. Just think about the men that have done horrible things to women.
Why are you looking at me?
Publicly. Publicly.
Horrible.
Brian.
Horrible. Horrible.
Terrible.
Horrible things to women publicly. And then how they react when the women leave. Eric Benet and Halle Berry. Horrible. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That man was a sex addict.
She left. I don't care what y'all say.
That
she
man
left
was a
for
sex
some months.
Too.
She was doing that to extended that tour for 6 months in Europe. She left, and he was chasing her ass all around Europe. Yes, ma'am.
How
he acted when he left.
I don't know about stuff like this.
Who else?
How you know this kind of stuff?
Who else? Huh?
I don't got no.
Who else?
Nobody else. That was
Chris Brown, obviously, and Karrueche.
Robin Thicke and
Paula Patton. Oh, yeah. He made a whole.
Hold on, was he chasing
a whole album?
Yeah, he was chasing.
He killed his career over there. Yeah.
I woke up.
He called the album called Paula. He performed on stage and had lit up in motherfucking LED lights. Paula, like it just didn't make any sense. If you're going to do all this shit publicly, you taking pictures, rubbing on bitches, fingering bitches, having one night stands and menages with bitches, and then I found out about it because everybody on the internet, including our baby, sees it, and you want me to now you mad because I left?
Why didn't I see any of
this? I'm confused.
I do agree with you about the ego shit. I won't lie at all. In my mind, I couldn't have Paula's name and lights behind me because in my mind, she and they were another nigga watching me, and they both saying this nigga sick. Like so, that ego wouldn't let me ever take it that far.
Yeah.
They talking about me right now, and I'm up here on the stage crying,
in front of
God and everybody.
Every hit that motherfucker make, it got to be about her. The producer, like, man, no.
Right.
Please talk about goddamn turning up, please. Can we get back to?
Don't nobody want to collab on you.
Can we do something?
Like, you know I can't be there. I gotta go to therapy.
Yeah, you right here. You right here trying to steal Marvin Gaye shit because you got them.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying because it is that a tattoo baby hair?
Yeah, that's from another show.
I listened to that show.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh my
god. Hey, y'all, check this out. What would y'all do if y'all got this text message?
Y'all should get tested for Junior Herpes. So if I got the wrong number for some of you,
what would 20 people.
Wow. Damn. And it looked 1,045 likes.
So your body count go from person
where
to
what would y'all do if y'all got this shit?
You got 20 folks.
Yo, y'all should get tested for genital herpes.
I would go get tested. No matter, I don't care about who. If you, I mean, I think that's just me. I'm still going to get tested.
I'm not very familiar with iPhones, even though I got one. But if you send it to multiple people, can you see other people's numbers?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh shit, that's fucked up.
With genital herpes, you'll know. It's one of them things. You got about 4 days after exposure.
Especially if you're a woman,
you ain't got to go get tested.
Because women usually find out immediately.
Yeah, you got about 4
immediately,
days.
Like when he put it in? It's like, oh, you got herpes. Get off me. It burns.
I mean, they usually find something's wrong, like, within a day or so.
That vats, that discharge.
Yeah, you got
men can hold shit. I don't know what it is, but their bodies can hold for up to 2 years.
It's harder. It's hard.
Human papilloma virus.
Believe it or not, we make up most of the carriers.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's 10% of the population that has herpes that never show symptoms.
What about this?
Never get sick.
What is this super gonorrhea? Did y'all read about that?
Super gonorrhea? It's not super.
What is it?
It's different. It's penicillin resistant.
That's super.
That's fucking super to me.
And
you know how you know where it came from? You know where it came from?
White people.
Asian. No, it came from niggas.
Oh.
It came from niggas.
Now when you say niggas.
Niggas work.
What happens is this. You
niggas like black
is that like a real
niggas.
Like when you take a box?
You niggas go out and get gonorrhea. They tell you take your medication for 7 days.
You
take it for 3, and when your symptoms stop, your body becomes a petri dish. It essentially, whatever's in you, you take a chance. Okay, I learned how to survive with this shit. So when you pass it forward to the chick who ain't never took medication before, now she can't get rid of it at all. Because, you done had it in your system for 6 months. And you done took the 3 days of pills and threw the bitches behind your shoulder because you good.
Is that how niggas make gonorrhea?
That's how that happens? Penicillin resistant gonorrhea comes from.
I can't wait.
You
I can't wait to
tell. I'm about to get it? I'm like, whoa.
I can't wait to tell.
They tell you take the whole stuff. We want to eradicate it completely out of your system.
I'm confused on why people
good. It's Thursday.
Why people don't do that anyway?
Did I tell you about
their symptoms go away so they think they're good. And don't they hide and stuff and then it just comes out and it's like, I'm different.
And penicillin's weird on your system.
I had a homeboy.
It's not a real pleasant experience.
No, it hurt. It burns.
Penicillin. Yeah.
Oh no.
It's penicillin. Once
they say, "Okay, I'm good," it's out my. No, you're supposed to take the whole 7 days.
Yes, just like you are with any like type of other infection. I had pneumonia.
No, no. But you niggas.
Oh yeah, you can't stop taking that stuff.
Want to drink and go to the club? So you say, "I'm not gonna take
this
penicillin. I'm good."
I mean, why would I stop taking that?
And now you got a super bug in your system.
I mean, I ain't never had no.
I had a homeboy. He got burned on like.
I would assume
your homeboy.
Yeah, he got burned like on the.
Does he listen to the podcast?
Look, he got burned like on a Wednesday
by this girl named Shirley.
He bullshitted on Thursday.
He bullshitted on Thursday?
He tried to go to the, because he ain't got no insurance. So he tried to go to the clinic
on Friday.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. This back in the day. So he tried to go Friday, and they closed Friday, so he couldn't get in Friday. Shit. He burned the whole weekend, and it was a fucking holiday on Monday. So much pain.
So you know.
I'm like, man, you might be blind before two.
Syphilis. That's how I don't deal with you niggas.
Syphilis.
Yeah, that's what makes you
listen, one of my friends had contracted, well, I don't know if she had contracted or not, but her dude had it.
Had what?
Syphilis? Syphilis? He was still getting that?
And she said that somebody from the health department came to the house.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That was looking
good.
Yes. People to the house?
Came to the house.
Did he fly planes in Tuskegee?
That's like smallpox.
How long ago was this?
We've almost, did you let him go? This is before this.
Yeah, we've almost eradicated syphilis.
How?
And not since Al Capone has nobody had that.
What she said.
This was a couple years ago. This I was say three fun. At the most, but it was still like the point of she. I've never heard anything like that. I said the health department came to the house.
Because in the later stages, blindness, general precies, that's what got Al Capone, right?
Yeah.
Al Capone, yeah, syphilis will take you up out of here.
Isn't Henry, didn't Henry the... One of the Henrys.
You were going really far
Henry.
Back.
I don't know about Henry now.
It was either the 8th or the 14th.
It was one of those guys. Had syphilis.
The 14th. Yeah, the 14th was the same. No, he just was the one that was real nasty. Yeah. He had like 12.
You sure it was syphilis, though? Huh? You sure it was syphilis? He just lose his syllabus.
For the syphilis.
And the health department came to the house.
I don't be a silly man.
Talk about silly. I'm
tired of you. Y'all are hilarious.
You hilarious.
Is that your dad, BT?
Say what?
Is that your dad?
Yeah, my old pop's dad. We did that podcast.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
Hold on. Oh, that's your pop right
there? Yeah, that's almost
he looked like, what's his name?
Though they talk just alike.
Yeah, they
did. I was like, y'all talk just alike.
Same joke, same laugh.
What's up with that guy of the Jamie Foxx show? He like Jamie Foxx's uncle.
What's his name?
Garrett Morris. Garrett Morris.
Yeah.
My dad, he sent that to everybody he knew, I believe.
The podcast?
Yeah. I was on my son's show. You know, he got a podcast.
I didn't win.
You're like a deacon in this picture.
He's an elder at the church.
Oh, elder. He got the front seat.
That's a Seventh-day Adventist church. You can tell ain't nobody got no makeup on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your dad's SDA?
Yeah, I told you that.
I thought it was your look at that. I don't know why I keep forgetting that.
That right there put that little pocket square.
Never move. Yeah.
Tree. What is that?
That is folded.
The pocket tree is folded, iron, and stitched like in. That. It washes with the
check
jacket.
Check it out, look like a Burger King crown.
Why do guys always take pictures like that?
Nah, you too tall, bro.
I don't throw up the peace sign. Chris, you throwing up Sigma.
Yeah, like I'm doing some bullshit.
He throwing up Sigma.
It's only like
three. A for Augusta. Right? He ain't even from Atlanta.
Yes! Yeah.
Or the peace sign.
I don't do anything.
And they always gotta be like...
Who? Guys?
No.
Don't even talk about y'all foot pointing, legs in the air, arching, twist to the side.
Right.
I thought those pictures are better than...
Look, make that hip look like part of the ass.
Yeah.
And kind of
I do. Yeah, exactly.
Those pictures are better than this.
No, you won't.
Look at the brothers.
There they go. There they go.
Hey, look at old boy. He got the pose like we were talking about the other day, trying to hide his stomach with his arm in front.
Oh,
Y'all are so petty. I can't deal. Y'all talk behind my back all the time, I bet.
That's why I come to these podcasts. I'm sure to get everything correct.
Who got chicken and waffles?
So what did you do this weekend? You kind of skipped over that, Ms. Mo.
No, Trez, I told you what I did.
Nah, what you do Friday night?
I be doing, and y'all be trying to make what y'all be doing.
BT did.
We told you what we did.
We did the tour. I don't have to worry about what you did because I can see it. But what about
I was very none on the web this weekend.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
No, you're prevalent on the web.
Yeah, you always prevalent. No, when you get off, I know like.
He must be home.
I can see how many boogers is in your nose.
I thought I was doing better this weekend.
he tried to be discreet.
Yeah, I was being discreet.
We like knowing what you're doing, B. Yeah. Don't worry.
You know, I know why you like it because if Chris goes out, he's probably about
2 feet. Hey, Chris. I knew he was there. He told me he's going to the grocery store.
Keep tabs across.
By the way, I'm sitting.
You
up,
wish I was one of those girls.
Yeah, I was up in Alibi and I get text messages like, "So you at Alibi, huh?" because somebody with their blurry phone taking.
Don't do that to us. Don't know who that is. Oh, that's messed up.
Taking movies again. And I'm like, what you talking about? I said, because I'm looking around like, is she in here? No, she saw it on whatchamacallit. So I don't even be doing it. Other folk be doing it. I'm like,
I try not to do that.
Blurry phone, we know what that is.
I try to be present.
Might be an S3.
Try to be present.
Just come out.
Yeah.
Don't ask no questions. Just come. We walk.
No, that ain't their style. They like to sit in the bed and, you know.
Oh, that's.
And,
you're boring. You know,
sit in the bed.
Look and look.
Lurk.
Lurk, yeah.
Who does that?
A lot of people do that lurking shit.
A lot of people do that.
I don't know who these people are.
I heard it was some real savagery going on in the club, too.
Savagery? What club was that?
Why are you looking at me for?
I don't know we were talking about that. I wasn't going to introduce that. Oh, I wasn't going to introduce that to the podcast. Oh,
we need to talk about
all,
it now.
All I can say is this.
I hurt my feelings.
I have never in my life.
What are you talking
about?
I've
never ever in my life seen anything to be so impressed by. I mean, I've seen guys do 360 slam dunks with going up under their legs. I'm not even impressed by that.
Nope.
I've seen the Grand
Exactly.
I've seen
y'all glamorize the nigger as shit.
Look, I've seen Niagara Falls, and I'm not even impressed by that. You know what I'm
It must have been a sight to see.
Y'all are glamorizing the wrong things in life.
I'm just joking.
Ain't want nothing to see.
I don't even
want to
talk about that, to be honest with you. I really don't.
I just heard it was savage.
We can
going
talk
on.
About it off mic, but I was so uncomfortable to the point where
why were
like,
you uncomfortable for, bro?
I was trying to come in the building. Yeah, I just.
Why were you uncomfortable?
Oh, I know now.
Because you know why I was uncomfortable?
Why?
Because I had no remorse and I didn't care about it.
So you definitely should be uncomfortable. You definitely should have been uncomfortable. I should have been uncomfortable.
Yeah, you should have been uncomfortable.
Hell nah. I can't. I had drinks in my system, man. I get them drinks.
How does stuff like that happen, though? Like,
how does stuff like that happen?
Yeah.
When people think they tough, that's what happens. When they think they tough.
Let me give y'all an analogy so y'all can't.
When people think they tough.
I think an analogy.
Here goes an analogy. So think about the police staring at this burglar as he's staring the police in his eyes, and he just continued to steal right in front of him.
Oh, nobody,
one's stealing in front of nobody.
Oh, where's that? The judge that can sentence you to life in prison or the death penalty.
That's
you
a terrible
just,
analogy.
You just sitting there stabbing somebody.
That's a terrible analogy. Like
that is a really bad.
That's a terrible analogy. It's like.
This is a horrible analogy.
The judge,
like, that makes no kind of
sense. The judge
looking
at you as you're stabbing your murder victim.
That's not even a good analogy.
At all.
That's not even what happened.
Sorry.
It wasn't even close.
I love you, but I can't back you.
People listening to this
one.
Would be like, I don't get it.
Did
somebody die? No, nobody died.
Oh, y'all know I'm king of analogy. Did nobody die? Okay.
Okay, I'm
thank
like,
God.
But their soul was taken.
Oh.
Hey.
I mean.
Snatched.
It's like you let your kids. It's like you let your kids. Yeah,
it was just
you let your kids open their presents for Christmas.
No,
you gather them all back up and take them back.
No, yes. No, this is
that
the thing.
Better?
Like
this
that one Christmas your daddy got the football.
I think listen, this is important. I think it's fair to say that there are three sides to every story.
Right.
So
hold up, what sides are those?
Your side, their side,
and the truth. And then nobody's gonna agree.
My side's the truth. So I guess
right.
It's two
and
sides.
And that's where,
where
you go wrong.
Must be two
be that,
sides.
That kind of person that just doesn't let stuff like that affect you.
Exactly.
Especially not publicly. Because I'll be damned if I let anyone make me feel like
no,
anything.
But this is my
period.
Thing. Like I tell everybody, and I quote Charlamagne the God, keep that same energy you had then, now. Don't come at me later with this different energy. And I'm like...
Right.
Because I'm going to keep my same energy.
Absolutely.
From the point I make my decision, I'm going to live with it. And I'm going to deal with all my consequences. Don't come at me later on talking about, oh, this and that. Nah. Keep that same energy you had back then. Because I was cool back then.
I won't let
for the audience, just so we know, we had a couple of, we
Mo
had an ex.
Mo
I'm not going to mention their names, nothing like that. But
no.
there was an ex.
We know who it is.
Ex that showed up somewhere. And there we go.
No. I knew.
Get it together.
It was already known that was going to happen.
My friend.
we'll say I knew she was going to be there. Oh, wow. I told her I was going to be there first. She said, oh, I'm going to be there too. I already had my plans already made. I'm not changing nothing for nobody.
Now, what rule is this?
Because I'm keeping my same energy I had earlier that day. I'm not changing up for nobody.
What rule number is this?
You come at your own risk.
Right.
Rule number is that?
Rule number?
You set yourself up to fail if you're not okay with the situation.
Exactly.
Right.
If somebody, if the tables were turned.
You
want to
be
like
strong.
I want to
be toughness.
Exactly. It won't be tough. If the tables were turned, I'd been straight. I would set myself up for whatever.
Your ignore game would have been strong.
No, I would ignore because ignore is a sign of losing.
Got you a good one.
I would dapped up.
Look.
Yeah. No problem. Because my thing is people act like they're irreplaceable. Ain't nobody irreplaceable. I can get replaced. You can get replaced.
Yes.
Anybody get replaced.
That statement did come up. Like, I guess I am irreplaceable.
Anybody can get it. And my thing is,
my thing is,
if you have the energy inside you and you know that you can be replaced, you'll be humble.
Let me tell you
why. That's what keeps me humble in relationships. No, I can be replaced.
Let me tell you why I was feeling some kind of way about it, dog.
Hey, tell me.
Because a week or so before that, I was in the same situation.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
That ain't the same thing.
Oh, no.
Monday was not the same thing.
Could have happened to me.
Your situation was good.
But it didn't happen to me. So when it came back around, I'm like, you know.
Bruh. Yeah. Your situation was so gravy last week. What are you talking about?
That's the first thing I thought about, though. That's the first thing I thought about when.
But it clicked like this immediately. Yeah, your situation was so gravy.
Okay, so for our listeners, all I gotta say is I don't even know what the fuck's going on. But let me tell you, because y'all really going deep and don't know what the fuck going on. But except y'all. So, but the thing is that to the audiences, obviously, if y'all have exes, make sure that y'all they know what's up. I mean, I don't, or they got they humble. I don't know.
Or they know when to, you know, say all right.
Or I don't have to communicate with you about where the fuck I'm going.
And if it's over, it's
like,
over.
Why do I know?
Exactly.
Why do I know where you at?
Exactly.
And where you going? And
exactly.
Where you gonna be there? Why would I know?
Why you asking me? Yeah, exactly.
Why you answering?
But check this out. I'm answering because I give answers to questions because I don't care. If you're gonna be there after you hear me, I don't care.
I don't respond. I mean, I guess that's just me.
But my thing is, what doesn't make any sense?
Why are you asking me that? Well, and you should know that you shouldn't be asking me that. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Hold on, but my thing is, responsibility lies on the person asking the question to get the answer and accept the answer, not the person giving the answer. If you ask me a question, when I'm there, then you'll see me. Well, in my mind,
after this, by the way, we need to do a little bleep I can put in the front of this conversation to explain what's going on. But go ahead.
But no, my thing is, if I'm open, you ask me a question, and we Gucci, I ain't got no ill will to nobody. I'm gonna answer the question.
I just find it like you know. His game, his cutoff game is like superior.
It should be.
It's like I've never seen.
But I think if you cut somebody off, your game should be immaculate. I think that if it's over, that's the way that it should be. Unless y'all had other discussions, like outside.
There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that dream was extinguished.
Right. That's okay. That's okay, but it's
like killing an ant with a sledgehammer.
But you still can't. You can't expect the other person to have the same level of game that you got.
Right.
And that was the
problem. I don't think it's game.
Hold on.
I think it's game, but
I tell you, govern yourself accordingly. If you can't handle something, don't go to war.
Well, some people
stay your ass stateside. If you're not built for it, stay your ass over here.
I think that's true to a certain extent. I think that if you can't necessarily handle, just any scenario.
Send your ex out.
Then don't go to that place. Yeah. I mean, just for you, you're trying to be out. You're trying to do this or trying to be seen to see if something's about to happen. And you know.
But if in the back of your mind, you know, your feelings hurt. That's what happens. This Hollywood idea that he going to see me, I'm going to see him.
No.
Whatever.
I'm going to be shining.
It ain't going to happen.
Because people romanticize the past now. They somehow forget all the bad things that went down.
And let's not act like it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It happens all the time, but if you know the people that you fuck with, they ain't gonna be receptive to that, and if I know who I dated, if I know the person I fucked with, I know however the situation went down,
and plus you should be able to judge by the way the situation went down. Like, to me, that's just me,
because that's using my emotional intelligence. That's using like my deductive reasoning.
The problem is,
I don't know. Like,
there goes right there. You have emotional intelligence. Yeah. A lot of people lack that.
The problem is, people rely on past experiences, and past experiences kind of dictate your future expectations.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys in the past will say one thing to a woman and come back. I have never gone back to an ex. I don't care. I'm not calling.
A beast.
I'm dead serious. But likewise, when I'm in a relationship, I tell you this. Yeah. Don't test me to be stubborn with me, because I'm going to go all the way.
Right.
Yeah. Likewise, I'm equally competitive when it comes to love.
I got one question. Is this...
But equally, I'm competitive to love. So if you're soft and all that, I'm not going to try to be an asshole to you.
I just got one question. Is this going to be on the final?
It will be. So take notes for the first day of class.
Because he gave his rules. You know.
But you saw how I was when I was giving those rules. Yeah. I was like, these are rules, and it's not for me. I'm out the game.
To be successful, I'm out the game. I remember those.
I'm out the game at that point. But now they back in effect. I had to get some girls that rules.
To be successfully single.
Deep laugh right there.
That's the bad guy laugh.
It was, like, it was almost like a
look, world domination.
It was like a smuggler's laugh.
Yeah. Shit. I don't even know.
It felt like her name should be Sandra.
You know when you have
Geraldine.
When you date somebody and then their friends are your friends. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're your friends. Yeah. They're just your dudes or your chick's friends, yeah. Right? So if you ever in a situation where you're in a position where you showed up in a spot and it's all his friends,
yeah.
You got to be like, you know what? I got to go.
I mean,
I got to go.
It ain't someone in the group and y'all would never know who it was.
I know who it
who
is.
Is it?
No, you don't. Because I don't react. I did it to two people in the group, and I don't react that way.
They told us. They told us.
No, I doubt that. I doubt that.
You know Keith can't keep a secret.
Yeah, yeah. Look, why would she give anybody
else that's how he
job?
Got that job. That's how he got that job.
Chris, I'm chilling at that. I'm like, oh, really? Tell me about that.
That's how he got that job.
But y'all would never know. Y'all would never, I would never, like, let anyone see me, like, down like that. I do it in private. But yeah. You'll never see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I say never let them see you cry, girl.
Exactly. I tell them all the time. I tell women all the time, don't let them see you cry. I tell it to my daughter. I'm like, yo, don't let them see you cry.
Don't let them see you
cry. For what? That's how I was raised. My mama told me that.
Also,
cry in private.
Have a sense of
that's
like,
assault, man. That's child abuse. Let me tell you. Yeah, man.
You from Alabama.
Child
abuse.
You
from Alabama.
I just said she couldn't cry.
What the fuck you crying for?
You saw that video of that big ass dude on what you call Instagram, his little daughter?
Yeah,
don't let him see you cry. Don't let him see you cry. Exactly. You cry for me, you don't cry for them.
One of the adages we throw around, y'all, is if a person can say something to make you feel good, they had a power to say something to make you
absolutely.
Feel bad.
Yeah. Yes. That's
you have to
talk,
have a certain man. Level of detachment
yes,
where it's like,
so
I don't give a fuck if you're telling me I smell like...
That is
so true. It don't matter, because at the end of the day, I'm still going to be that nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm still going to be that nigga.
Look, I like hanging out with Justin. I ain't going to lie. He a real dude. I've learned a lot from his little young self.
You know, whatever, man. Everything I learned from Brian, I just replicated in my own way. So whatever I did
I
does
really
not reflect
that.
The...
So when I,
because your cutoff game is not that strong.
For certain people.
I mean, is
for certain, you have to be special.
Your pullout game ain't that strong.
Oh,
nigga, pullout game.
Your pullout game ain't that strong. I know your cutoff game
I've
ain't that
never,
strong.
Look,
just, all that shit is.
College, you out. She said, your cutoff
never,
game is
that's
weak.
That's skill and development.
I've never said.
By this turn of events.
Look, I've never said I have the strongest cutoff game. I mean,
cutout/pullout.
I don't. I mean, for certain people, yeah, I just got something about them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't bitching about
but,
it now.
When Brian Ian, literally, y'all are Ian.